J.R. Todd is back in the Freak Nation doing something that Coletta Motorsports has never done. They double up in Top Fuel and Funny Car class to kick off the 2024 season. And J.R. Todd again joins us here in the Freak Nation, your Funny Car winner. J.R., you don't smile a whole lot. You don't share some emotions when you come in the Freak Nation, or frankly at all, man. But I detect a little smile there that you're enjoying this big-ass win.
What are you trying to say, Kenny? I smile. Usually I'm mad that we didn't win. So, I mean, when we do win, yeah, I'm pumped. And to, you know, double up here in Gainesville, something that we've never done at Coletta Motorsports, do it with Connie's car. The weekend that Scott got inducted to the Hall of Fame on Thursday, Scott's family is here. It's a pretty special weekend for us, for sure.
J.R. Todd, NHRA Funny Car winner from Gainesville, joining us here in the Freak Nation. Gainesville, we know where it is, where it sits on the mantle for a lot of drag racers to win that race. But once you win Gainesville, what does that win feel like versus other races throughout the 2024 season or throughout the NHRA season?
Yeah, I was just telling the NHRA media that, you know, if this were a golf event, this would be a major. I mean, it's right there with Pomona and Indy. So, you know, it seems like all the greats in our sport have won here. So you always want to try to add your name to the list with those guys. And it's definitely special to win here with all the history of this event. And to be able to do it twice now, it's pretty unbelievable.
It's so funny you say that, because somebody threw that out on social media this week, leading up to the Gator Nats, of course, that NHRA should find a way to implement like a trifecta, or what do you call those things?
A triple crown.
Exactly. In which you guys get bonus money if you win all three. I'm sure you'd be a fan of that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we're going from here to another major in my book, to Pomona, the Winter Nationals, which is one of my favorite races. But yeah, I mean, back when we had Englishtown, I felt like there was four majors on tour, and it's nice to be able to check one off the list for sure. But yeah, if we had some sort of triple crown program, I would be all for that.
JR, can you run us through a crazy weekend like the Gator Nationals? This year's a little different because of the pro shootout that you guys had that gave you some preseason testing. But this weekend, there's a lot of still playing catch up to get your season started. Did you feel some of that anxiety, or was it a relatively easy weekend for you?
This was by far not a smooth weekend for us.
Oh.
We had a pretty good test session there at the Pro Superstar Shootout in Bradenton. And then we wanted to try some different parts and pieces here in Gainesville. And our testing got cut short on Tuesday due to rain. And then Wednesday was a complete wash. So we didn't get to try all the parts and pieces that we wanted, and kind of had to go back to last year's setup. And, you know, we just struggled in qualifying. We ended up qualifying sixth. We got down the track Friday evening, made a decent run, but didn't make it, you know, to the finish line on eight cylinders by any means, and ran a 389, I think, at 324. So just had a problem with smoking the tires out there about 400 feet or so. So we had some issues going on in the bell housing that even carried over to today. And I didn't know what to think going up there in the final against Austin Prock. You know, Jimmy Prock, he's always, you know, the car that kind of sets the tone for everybody in the funny car class. Like, he goes up there, I think, to run low ET every time. And we hadn't been getting down the track. So I just told myself, I need to go up there and hit the tree, especially against Austin, and try and keep this thing stuck down the middle of the groove. And sure enough, 88 come up on the scoreboard. And it just shows that there's no quitting these guys. And, you know, I have all the faith in the world in them. And I almost screwed it up their second round against Caps and gave it away. And I feel like they kept faith in me. And the only way I could ever pay them back was by giving them one of these guys here.
You mentioned the Caps weirdness. That was strange. I watched that on television. You hit the pedal, Caps responded, he red lit, and you coasted to the win. What happened?
I wish I could say that we're at a performance disadvantage and I just want to do something to throw him off, but that's definitely not the case. You know, racing a three-time champ in Cap, you know, he's my buddy, my Toyota teammate, and you got to be up on the wheel against guys like that. And it seemed like we had a really long light. When I say that, it just means once we're both staged and ready, it seemed like it took a long time for the tree to activate. And I flinched a little too hard. And luckily I was staged shallow enough and had a handful of break that it didn't break the beams. And unfortunately, you know, it threw him off and he red lit. And I, you know, I right away, I went up and apologized and said, I did not mean to do that at all. And I'd be pissed if somebody did that against me. But at the end of the day, we were lucky enough to turn on the wind light.
And you got lucky in the semis against Tasca. What a pedal fest. You were fighting and both of you were on and off. Does that happen to you often? And what goes through your head when both of you are sitting there just trying to get to the finish line?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of drive these things by the seat of your pants and do whatever it takes to get to the finish line ahead of the guy next to you. And it went out there and spun. And it, like I said, it's been kind of spinning the tires in the same spot. So I don't want to say you're prepared for it, but when it happens, you react to it. And these things now, once they spin the tires like that and the RPMs go up and the supercharger boost, the manifold boost pressure goes up, they have a sensor on it that almost shuts the car off to keep from blowing the body off like we did there in Pomona last year. So that went off and I just kept the thing floored. And somehow it was almost like it was getting enough air through the injector without the blades being wide open that it was just kind of like just idling a little bit faster than normal. And it was enough to get by Task. And it was kind of a helpless feeling. I expected him to go flying by us and he never did.
Years ago, when Conrad called you, you were sitting down to a plate of wings getting ready to watch March Madness on TV. And that's how you found out you were going to be driving eventually to a championship. You got a win here. You got another plate of wings waiting for you.
Yeah, I should head back to Plainfield, Indiana at that BW3s and have a plate of wings and a Bud Light. It's coming up on March Madness, almost 10 years to the day to where I got that call from Connie. But yeah, I was kind of down on my luck down on my luck, just down in the dumps at that time. Didn't think I was ever going to be racing full time. I was racing part time, and sure enough, got that call in 2014. And I'd like to say that changed my life and kind of restarted my career for me. That was a life changing thing for me for sure.
Wow. Now go ahead, Kenny. Mine doesn't make sense anymore.
Do the hangovers get worse for you now, JR Todd? Now that you're older and you can't party like you were 22 anymore?
None of us can, Kenny.
Kenny, I think you're a little older than me, so you know from experience. Yes, they do.
Does that curtail your drinking now? You're partying after a win?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, these guys on the DHL funny car, they're a lot younger than I am, most of them, and they like to drink their Coors Light, so I might have a couple with them. But I don't know. Eventually, I gotta drive back to Jupiter, which is like a 4-hour drive from here. So we'll see if I make that happen tonight or in the morning.
Yeah, give him some static, JR. You don't need to be worried about that. Congratulations, dude.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Do you put a seatbelt around Wally in the front seat of your Toyota?
Yeah, hopefully they're still here. We still have to do the winner circle celebration, but I want to give it to Scott's wife and family if she'll take it. If not, it's definitely going to go home in my Toyota Tundra with me.
That's badass. JR Todd, funny car winner from Gainesville, dude. It's always fantastic when you're rolling Freak Nation, man. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
JR Todd. Last time he was in the Freak Nation, I think he might have been a teenager. Good to get him back here with the Freaks.
That's not
like myself, some J.R. Todd. I just love his dry sense of humor, man.
I've always liked J.R. Todd. Yes, he's fun. He's a lot of fun.
And I can understand how we don't have enough time to get into the Scotty Coletta story, but I can understand how you get emotional with that. It's quickly, Scott Coletta is Doug Coletta's cousin. It is Conrad or Connie Coletta's son who passed away. I know exactly where I was. It happened in June.
English Town.
Mm-hmm. How many years ago?
Jeez, mid-2000s.
I was driving my big brother, little brother to Northern California when someone called me in the U-Haul truck to tell me what had happened with Scott Coletta passing
away.
Wasn't
that the accident that cut nitro races to 1,000 feet from
Oh, I think you're right.